What a privilege it is for my family and I to be here with you good church people. We so enjoyed our afternoon with Brother Connell a few weeks ago, meeting him, loving his spirit, and just feeling that his sincerity and his burden for the work of the Lord. And it's great to meet his family yesterday evening. And we count it a privilege to be standing behind this pulpit today. And we want to obey the Holy Ghost. Just feel such a sweet, sweet spirit of the Lord in this place. And can I tell you, I've been in church all of my life, and I understand that a spirit like we feel today, it's because there's a heartbeat, there's a burden, there's a desire behind that spirit. Where there is no desire, there is no spirit. Can I tell you, there's a lot of places that you could be today that you could hear the words that you have heard in this place today, but you would not feel the spirit that you feel in this house today. The glory of the Lord is in this house. I said the glory of the Lord is in this house. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. You say liberty, freedom. Yeah, if you've got something that's binding you in this service today, there's liberty in this house to loose you and set you free. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this house today, can I tell you His liberty can loose you and fill you at the same moment. My, my, my. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Spirit of the Lord that we do fill in this house today. You can be seated this morning. I guess it's morning. I'm not sure. Let me look. This clock says it's a little after 12, and yeah, it's still morning, so. Well, good morning, everyone. I love and appreciate my family. Thank them for their burden along with me to travel this country and preach the word of the Lord and try to help someone be saved. I've been singing for a long time. I've led worship in our home church for years and years. But when I hit the evangelistic field, I didn't come to sing. I get to quite often. That's not my burden. My burden is to preach and try to help someone be saved. And it's not all about me. If it was about me, you know what I'd do? I'd just go home and get me a job. I'd make a living, support my family. But it's all about Him. And where He leads, that's where I will follow. And Brother Connell let me know something about Brother Baker. He said that he sang praise for me for about in half an hour, so I'm going to have to call Brother Baker and get a refund because I do pay him by the hour. And he shorted me by 30 minutes. No, I've known Brother Baker for a long, long time. I love and appreciate Brother Baker. And I don't know what all he said, but here I am. Thank you, Brother Baker. And we just want to obey the Holy Ghost today. And I said that I was probably going to sing, but I've been battling congestion and a cold for a little over a week now, so we may just hold off and do that tonight. How about that? We'll just get into the Word of the Lord today and try to help someone. And can I tell you, I know Brother Connell will understand what I'm about to say, that when you go somewhere, Brother Connell, and you preach a message that the Lord has laid on your heart, He's dealt with you about, and it's just an excitement for me when I begin to study it and read it, and God just gives it to you. And then when you go someplace and preach it, there's times that you really feel like what God wants to do in a service. You really feel direction, and you look around, and not everybody connects with that, Brother Connell. some people that they've got things on their mind. And but you know what? If I get excited today and I just have a Holy Ghost fit, you know what? The Lord gave it to me first and I'm still excited about it. I said I'm still excited about it. I do want to say I give honor to all the ministry that's here. Brother Connell and whoever else is a minister here, I give honor to you, respect you very highly for your call and your desire to do something for God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your seriousness for the word of the Lord. And I did feel an awesome, awesome prayer in this place today and awesome worship. And I knew when I stepped into this house this morning and I heard the prayer going forth, I knew that we was going to have some church today. And tonight and Wednesday night and Thursday night, and whatever the Lord says, I want to be in the middle of it. I don't want to be on the outside looking in. I want to be right in the middle of what God's got going on in His house. I want to be right in the middle of it. My. We're going to get into the Word of the Lord. Thank you, musicians, for being ready. We'll maybe sing tonight. So we're just going to get into the Word of the Lord today. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 14, beginning to read at verse number 7. And I do want to say also that Brother Connell knows one of my very dear friends, Brother Ogle from Bentonia, Mississippi. We won't get into how we know him, but I've got brothers that's married to his sisters and sisters that's married to his brothers and brothers that's married to his daughters, and we'll stop right there. It's almost on the border of Kentucky. My, but I very, very well know Brother Ogle. He is in a twisted kind of way. I guess he's my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, uncle-in-law, the list could go on, but we do love and appreciate him. He was excited when he heard that we was coming to Brother Connell's, and we was excited as well. I do want to say thank you, church family, for the spot at the RV park. It's a beautiful place. Thank you very much for that amenity that has been given to us that we could stay there and just enjoy the work of the Lord. Thank you very much. Joshua chapter 14, verse number 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. The rest of that verse says, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today. I don't really know what it is. You know, I told my wife on the way here today, I said, you know, it's always intriguing to me, and maybe even sometimes a little nerve-wracking to go into a place for the first time and you really don't know anybody. I don't know any one of you. I don't know any of your names except for Brother Connell. I met his son and his daughter last night, and Sister Connell, great, great people. I don't know any of you. I don't know you. So I just want to preach the word of the Lord today to try to help somebody. And just try to let us understand that there's things in our life. Brother Connell's already talked about the promise of Abraham today. My, I thought he was fixing to preach my message when he went to talking about the children of Israel in the wilderness and the thing that happened. And I was like, oh yeah, come on, Brother Connell, just preach it for me. I'll just say amen behind you. But that's just a confirmation to let me know what God wants in this service. I always want to walk in the Holy Ghost, but you know, when we step into a service and there is a confirmation, you know what? I say, God, it doesn't matter if I'm a little nervous. It doesn't matter if I don't know anybody here. When you confirm your word, God, all I got to do is just step in and obey the Holy Ghost. My. Let's all lay our Bibles down today. Let's lift our hands to Him and pray that we stay in the vein. This happening in this service right now. The move of God that we feel in this place right now. The drawing power of the Holy Ghost that we already feel. Can I tell you there are those that's here today. God's will is that you leave differently than you came. That you leave with a promise. That is yours from the beginning. If you just grasp a hold of it. That promise of new life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And everybody said amen. You can be seated today. We all know there is a term that we all use whenever someone comes to the altar. And they seek after the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And through them yielding to God and through them submitting to the Spirit and humbling their flesh, they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's known to us, brother, as praying through. Someone prayed through last night. I love it whenever someone prays through. Can I tell you, it does something for me. When the word of the Lord goes forth, if the word of the Lord doesn't go forth from me, when God begins to move, you know what I do? I just want to step out of the way and say, God, here it is, God. I just want to be a part of it. And people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's a joy that rises on the inside of me. There's an excitement that comes on me. When someone begins to speak in that heavenly language, that language that comes from above, that language, that we begin to talk to God. My. It's an excitement. We say, well, someone prayed through last night. Someone prayed through this morning. And it does something for me. It does something for me. I've been in revival back in January of last year in a little town called Kelly, Louisiana. And there was a man that had been backslidden for over 20 years. He came back to the church and he would come to the altar and he would pray, Brother Connell. He would pray in the altar. He would cry and he would get up. He would reach a certain point every time that he would pray for the Holy Ghost. And then when he reached that point, he would get up and he would go sit back in his pew. He came in one night. We was praying before service and I walked by him. I walk around the pews a lot of times and pray. And I was walking around the pews and this man was setting up close to the front. And when I walked by him, Brother Connell, he reached and grabbed me by my arm. He said, Brother Parks, I got to tell you something. I said, yes, sir. He said, today I got rid of what's been holding me back from getting the Holy Ghost. He said, today I had 2 televisions in my house. He said, I threw them in the dump. I had over 300 movies stored away in a drawer somewhere. He said, I decided what you preached last night. I've got to go through some. I've got to get desperate. I got rid of them. And can I tell you, within just a few minutes before service ever started, that man was speaking in other tongues. You want to know why? It's because somebody got desperate. Somebody said, whatever it takes to get my promise, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever it takes, whatever I have to do, I'm going to do it to receive what God has promised me. You
talk about excited. I talked to him just a few days ago. And he said, you know what? I've still got the Holy Ghost. Just like I got it the night you was here. You want to know why? It's because he grasped a hold of something. He prayed through. My, my, my. I feel revival in this house tonight. I said, I feel revival in this house today. Oh, I'm looking forward to these pews being full of somebody that's hungry. Somebody that's got a desire. Somebody that wants to know God more. Oh, you can be seated today. I want to preach to us today about pray it through. Pray it through. We use that terminology. Someone receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They prayed through last night. Oh, but let's really focus on what the word through means. Let's just really get down to where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And let's really talk about that word through, Brother Connell. Too many times in our life. You know what? There's been times in my life that I fought battles. Not physically. I've never really fought very many physical battles except with some of my brothers. I have four of them and two sisters. The only one of my family that's ever really with me is my sister. But, no. But I have four brothers and two sisters. So I understand about those physical altercations, brother. Oh, that sometimes, you know, you just got to come to an agreement. We're going to have to stop this. And that's been a long time since I fought with any of my brothers a really long time. One of them's older than me and three of them's younger than me. But we get along really good, but there's something about making it through sometimes as a kid. You know, you get in these altercations sometimes, and there's got to be an end to it somewhere. Somebody's got to win. Oh, there's got to be a stop. There's got to be a point where it says, okay, I give in. You won. I'm through. But you know what? There's been times in the spirit when I begin to fight the enemy. That I war against the enemy. Every day, brother, it seems like every day that I wake up, oh, it's the same battle. Here we are again. Here we are again. And I begin to pray and I begin to fast and say, God, help me to make it through. And we get knocked down. But you know what? We got to get back up. When we get knocked down, we got to get back up. Because if you don't get back up, you're never going to make it through. Oh, there's something about praying it all the way through. There's something about it doesn't matter what happens in between, brother. It doesn't matter how many times I get knocked down. I started this battle to win. And if I'm going to win, I'm going to have to pray it through. I'm going to have to see it all the way through. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Through proceeding to a destination or a goal. How many have a destination in mind today? How many's got a goal in mind that said, God, whenever you fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I spake with other tongues, as the Spirit would give the utterance, God, I started out on a journey, that I understood it was going to be one step at a time, God, one step at a time, but I made my mind up at an old-fashioned altar, that whatever it takes, I'm going to make it all the way through, no matter how bad my trials get, no matter how tough the enemy may be. I made up my mind that if I get knocked down, I'm getting back up because I'm going to make it to my goal. I'm going to make it to my destination. Through, without a change, break, or deviation. Can I tell you, when we start out on this journey, when God fills us with the Holy Ghost, Brother Connell, He gives us a mission. Oh, whenever we go down in that watery grave, and we're baptized in the only name under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved, and that name is Jesus. Can I tell you, we rise to walk in the newness of life. We have a new desire. We have a new mission. We have a new goal. But I'm telling you, there comes times in our life when we get knocked down, and we sometimes want to just throw in the towel. We say, God, I didn't start out for this. I didn't know it was going to be like this, God. I didn't know I was going to have to face the things that I'm facing right now. I didn't know there was going to be death in my family. I didn't know there was going to be a sickness. The doctor said there's nothing I can do for you. Oh, but I do know this one thing. I made up my mind a long time ago that whatever happens between the altar and the gates of pearl, I'm going to make it through whatever I have to go through. Whatever I have to face, I'm going to make it through. Without a change, break, or deviation. Can I tell you, I've seen in my lifetime, in my 36 years of living, I have seen those. Oh, they get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother Connell, they get this mission. They have this desire. Oh, and somewhere along the way, something comes along. Oh, and it trips them up. And you know what they do? Oh, they change. They make a change. They break off from what's true and what's right. They deviate from the truth. Can I tell you what happened? Somebody didn't pray it through. Or somebody didn't see it for what it really was. When God said, I'm trying to lead you somewhere. Or if you give up in the middle of the journey, can I tell you, you're never going to reach the destination. In at one end, side or surface, and out at the other. Oh, I like this definition of through. To and including. Here we have Joshua and Caleb and 10 other spies. They go into land of promise. Moses sends him out and he says, I want you to go spy out the land. And he begins to tell him what I want you to look for. There's some things that I want you to look for. So they all come back. And 2 out of 12, Joshua and Caleb, they come back and they begin to tell the Lord, tell Moses, we can do this. We can do this. There was giants in the land. But you know what? Oh, that fruit that you said was going to be there, Moses, it was there. That fertile ground that you said was going to be there, it's there. Those homes that you said was going to be there, they're there, Moses. So Joshua and Caleb, they have this desire. They have this burning desire that we want to inherit. Oh, we've not only us, but our children and our children's children. We want what was promised to us, Moses. We've seen it. And it's real. That land you said I could have, it's mine. But we know what happened. 10 out of the 12, we read it to you, said that they made the hearts of the people melt. They begin to talk about the giants that was in the land, brother. They begin to talk about the impossibilities that stood on the border of possibility. Oh, they said, you know what? We look like grasshoppers up beside them. We can't do this. So for 40 years, they wander around in a wilderness, Brother Connell. But let me tell you something. Although Caleb, you know what he done? He said, you know what? I saw something 40 years ago. Joshua Moses has passed off the scene. But he made me a promise. And I saw something 40 years ago that my heart desired. And I understand. Oh, there may be over 600,000 graves in the wilderness. Oh, Korah, he may have been swallowed up by the ground. Oh, the other 200 was consumed by fire. All the things that happened along the way. I could have just gave up. I could have given in. But you know what? I saw something a long time ago. If it took 40 years. Joshua, I've been praying about this all of my life. For 40 years, I've held on to a promise. For 40 years, I've held on to a dream. I've prayed this through. Give me my mountain. It's mine. I've been praying about this through adversity or through heartache and pain. I know it's mine. Give it to me. What kept Joshua going? I want to tell you what kept him going. That too and including. There's times in our life that we have desires and we pray about things. And we pray right up to them, Brother Connor. And we already have it worked out in our mind how that all of this is going to play out. We already have the puzzle pieces in place, so to speak. We already feel like that if I pray this prayer, this is how God's going to answer. But there's times in our life when we pray those prayers and we get right up to the border of the promise, brother, things begin to change. We look around and we say, you know what? This isn't what I expected. Oh, this isn't what I expected. But all the while, God's nudging and saying, you know what? I made you a promise. You've got to make it through. And through means up to and including. You can pray up to the border of your battle, but if you really want to be the warrior that God wants you to be, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to pray into your battle. You're going to have to go in the middle of that battle, and you're going to have to understand, God, you brought me here for a reason. God, you brought me to this point, so it can work something out in me. Oh God, there's something in me, obviously, that you see that I don't see, but I know if I'm going to make it to the other side, I understand that if I'm going to get through the victory, God, it's going to be up to and including. God, don't move my mountain. Just give me strength to climb, God. I want to make it through, God. Make me the warrior that you want me to be, God. God, make me the saint that you want me to be. Make me the preacher that you want me to be, God. And if I've got to face adversity, I understand that it's not to kill me, but it's just to make me stronger. Oh, let's raise our hands to Him right now. Oh, do you feel His anointing in this house? Oh, I feel God is speaking to someone right now in this house. Oh, let's talk to Him just for a moment. Right now, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Can I tell you what I feel in the Holy Ghost right now? Some of you are facing things right now that prayer brought you to where you are. Prayer brought you to the battle that you're in. Prayer has brought you to the circumstances and the life that's going on right now. Prayer has brought you here. Be you a sinner or a saint, you better think about it. When you lay awake at night and you say, God, I don't know what to do. I need your help, God. God, I need you to help me. Oh, and you look around and your life is full of chaos. You know what? The prayer that you prayed brought you to where you are. You want to know why? It's because you're standing on the border of something. You're standing on the border of a promise. And God is saying, prayer brought you right here. But you know what's going to take you all the way through? The same thing that brought you here. When you get in the middle of the battle, when you're facing the giants, when you're facing the impossibilities, you still got to pray it through. Oh, you're in the middle of something now. Oh, don't turn and go back where you came from. Just keep pressing forward and pray it through. From the first to the final stage. Can I tell you? The reward of heaven is not to the swift. It's not to the intelligent. Oh, but it's he that endureth to the end. The same shall be saved. Endure to the end, Brother Connell. That let me know that there's going to come times in my life when I'm going to be like Job. God, I look before me. I look behind me. I look to my left. I look to my right, God. You weren't there, God, when it seemed like I needed you the most. Oh, you wasn't there. Oh, but then I had to understand something. What Job said, but he knows the way that I take. He knows the path that I'm traveling. I haven't deviated. I haven't broken off from the path. I haven't given up on the thing that God promised me. I'm still on the right path. And God knows the way that I take. Can I tell you, God knows where you are. God knows where you are. Don't think that God has lost your direction. Don't ever think that God is misunderstanding where you are right now. God knows exactly where you are. And He says, when I was tried, as what came forth as gold. You want to know why? It's because He said, I'm going to pray it through. Though God slay me, yet will I trust Him. Making it all the way through is so important. It's so important. Oh, let's lift our hands to Him right now. Caleb, for 40 years you wandered around in the wilderness. What has kept you going? He said, I'll tell you what's kept me going. It's that promise He made me. It's that promise He made me. My feet have walked on it. My eyes have beheld it. And I know it's true. And whatever I've got to do, there may be people falling by the wayside, but I have got a determination that I'm going to pray up to the promised land. And then whatever I have to face in order to get me in that place, that's what I'm going to do. Oh, don't ever put limitations on God because your prayer isn't answered the instant that you pray it. Think about old Daniel for 21 days. He would go and he would pray. Brother, there comes times in our life that we let ourselves get a little impatient. Or we begin to pray about things. And because we wake up tomorrow and there's a brand new day, but the situation is still the same. Oh, there's a little doubt that creeps up in our heart sometimes, Brother Connell. And then we wake up the next week. The sun still comes up just like clockwork. Oh, but our situation is still the same. Sometimes we feel a dark cloud hanging over us. And we say, what of this? God, I thought it would already be over by now. When all the while God is saying, I'm on the way. Just don't quit praying about it. Pray it all the way through. Oh, there's some things that I'm working on that you don't even know about. You just keep praying and I'm going to make it. Oh, when I get there, it's going to be worth your while. I come to tell somebody today, pray it through. Pray it through. It doesn't matter how impossible it may seem. It doesn't matter or what the doctor said. It doesn't matter what the lawyer said. It doesn't matter what your family has said. Pray it through. We've got to pray it through. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You want to know how we're going to reap in due season? That's we're going to pray it through. If we faint not. Oh, let me say it like this. We shall reap in due season if we pray it through. If when we're facing adversity, brother, or when we're facing people that's coming against us from all sides, when the enemy's telling you, you'll never be any more than what you are right now, oh, you might as well just settle in, or to being in Loserville. You might as well just settle in and being what you are, because God's never going to bring you up any higher. I've come to tell somebody today, it is due season, or we're about to reap, if we'll just pray it through, if we'll have our mind made up, then I'm not going to faint, I'm not going to give up, I'm not going to give in, because the promise is just around the corner. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we begin to read in Daniel chapter 6. We know the story. Oh, how all of his so-called friends and all of his so-called co-workers, oh, they were all for him, but they signed a decree. They had old King Darius signed a decree that he'll be cast into the den of lions. Now, let me tell you something. You don't think that Daniel didn't know what went on, do you? He was the head over every one of them that went before King Darius. He knew good and well what was going on. He knew the consequences of what was about to happen. He knew that the decree had been signed and sealed by a king, brother, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, it said, and that if he went against it and changed it, he was taking his life into his own hands. But you know what Daniel done? He went to his chamber as aforetime. Can I tell you, the enemy's trying to tell some of us that when we face our greatest enemy, it's time to cower down and just give in. Oh no. When we face our greatest enemy, that's the time, with the boldness of the lion of the tribe of Judah, you better go into that prayer closet, you open up those windows towards heaven, and 3 times a day Daniel began to pray. You know what he done? He prayed up to the lion's den. He prayed into the lion's den. And he prayed through the lion's den. Can I tell you, there's things that we've got to pray up to it. We've got to pray into it. And we've got to pray all the way through it. Daniel knew the consequences of his prayers, but he said, I'm going to pray this through as I have before time. I'm going to pray this through. I'm going to pray this through. Daniel understood that what brought him to the lion's den to begin with was prayer. That's what brought him there to begin with. It's prayer. So don't ever think it's strange, child of God, when you're praying and you're persistent in your prayers. And you pray every day about things. And you get closer and closer to God. Don't ever think it's strange when you look up and you're surrounded by the enemy, Brother Connell. Don't ever think it's strange when you look up and it seems like everybody around you just wants to devour you. Oh, it's at that moment that something rises on the inside and says, you know what? This is what I've been praying for. That God would show himself strong. That God would show himself to be the deliverer that I knew he was. And he's going to deliver me from the lion's den. Don't be afraid of the lions. Pray it through. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Don't be afraid of circumstances. Pray it through. Oh, let's lift our hands to him right now. Life has been cruel to some of us. Oh, and to some, the reason you're here today is because prayer brought you here. It may not have been a sincere, fervent prayer, but you may have just said, God, I need you to help me. God, I can't deal with this anymore. God, I don't know how to deal with this. And my life has been turned upside down. My life is a wreck. Oh, that prayer you prayed brought you to where you are today. Now it's up to you to pray it all the way through. To decide, God, I prayed right up to the lion's den. And I understand that if I'm going to come out victorious, I'm going to have to pray into the lion's den. And I'm going to come out on the other side with victory on my side. Oh, let's talk to him just for a moment. Psalms 30:5, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. But if you pray it through, joy cometh in the morning. I see a sunrise for somebody in this house today. Morning is on the way. Morning is on the way for somebody if you'll just pray it through right in the midst of adversity. Can I tell you, 1 Samuel, we begin to read, there was a lady by the name of Hannah. You know what the Bible said? She wanted a man child so bad that she began to pray and began to weep. And you know what? She prayed and she wept until she couldn't even speak anymore, Brother Connell. Her words wouldn't even come out of her mouth. Her lips were just moving, but no words were coming out. And the old king looked at her and thought she was drunk. She said, no. Oh, it's sorrow of heart. You know what? Sometimes we pray about things until it seems like we can't even utter another word about it, Brother Connell. Oh, but God knows our heart. I said, God knows our heart. Oh, just do whatever you can to get God's attention. Oh, you can't utter a word and your mouth is just moving. Oh, it's the desires of your heart that's going to touch him, and you're going to be able to pray it through. Oh, when there are no words to say, listen to my heart, God. My heart is saying, I'm going to make it. My heart is saying, God, I've got to see you on the other side, God. My heart is saying, I got to possess my promise. Oh, I may be beaten down by the enemy. Oh, people may be accusing me. Oh, but there's something in my heart that says, God, I want to receive that promise, God. God, help me to pray it through. Oh, let's lift our hands to Him right now. Thou hast turned from me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. What is He saying? He's saying it doesn't matter what I'm going through. If I'm in sackcloth and ashes, I'm still going to be singing praises to God. I'm going to pray it through because I know there is a promise. And if I can just hold on, whatever it is that I'm facing, whatever it is that I'm having to trudge my way through, the chaos, oh, and all the battles that I have to fight, Brother Colin, is going to be worth it all. When I hear Him say, well done, and the only way that I'm going to do that is I'm going to have to pray it through. Even when it looks like it's going to be the death of me, I've still got to pray it through. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. How will I ever be delivered, Brother Parks? You don't know what I'm going through. I don't know what you're going through. Oh, but I know that if you'll just pray it through, God's going to see you through on the other side. And you're going to come out with victory on your side. You're going to come out and the enemy's going to be standing there shaking his head wondering, how did they get out of that? How did they escape my grasp? I want to tell you how it happened. It's because somebody understood that even when I'm down and out, even when I'm bound, even when I'm in a fiery furnace, even when I'm in the den of lions, even when I'm going through a ship just being tossed to and fro, there's one thing that I can lean on, and that is prayer, that God's going to save me. God's going to bring me through. There's got to be a determination on our part. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. We've got to pray it through. We've got to pray it through today. Don't give up before the victory today. You'll never know the feeling that comes with complete, total victory. Say, you know what, I can't take this anymore. I can't battle this anymore. These things that keep drawing and keep pulling on me, I'm just going to go on and give in to them. Can I tell you, you're part of the way to the victory. And if you give in to those things before you see victory on your side, you'll never be able to taste the victory that God has laid in store for you. You'll never be able to live in the promised land if you give up before the victory. Let's lift our hands to Him right now. Don't put your weapon down before you win the fight. Don't put your weapon down before you win the fight. But the Philistines are a whole lot more than me. But just hold on to that weapon. I gave you that weapon. I've sent the anointing to you. Hold on to that weapon. Because if you'll just pray it through, there's a victory that's coming. That no man can say you've done it of yourself. But this had to be God. But it's going to come through prayer. No matter how hard you have fought, if you give up before the destination, you'll never see the promised land. What happened to those 10 other spies? What happened? I'll tell you what happened to them. They was buried in a wilderness somewhere because all they saw was impossibilities. They saw the giants, brother. They saw themselves as being just grasshoppers in their sight. Can I tell you, whenever you're a child of a king and God sends you on a mission, oh, no matter how big the enemy is, we better stand up with a boldness and say, the God that lives on the inside of me is far greater than the giants that I'm facing. Oh, the God that lives on the inside of me is far greater than the impossibilities that lie before me. And I've got a determination that I'm going to receive the promise. But I have to pray it through. Let's all stand to our feet today if the musicians would come. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 28, as they begin to play softly, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, the creator of the ends of the earth. What are you saying, Brother Parks? He already knows what's at the end. He already knows what's through. The creator of the ends of the earth fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that pray it through, they that pray it from the beginning to the end, without a break, without a deviation, oh, they're going to renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. These altars are open today. I don't know what you expected out of me today. I'm just me. I just come to obey the Holy Ghost. If you don't know the Lord by the power of the Holy Ghost today, can I tell you, prayer is what brought you to where you are right now. Prayer is what's going to bring you all the way through. Prayer is what's going to take you into a new realm in your life. Into peace like you've never known. Into understanding like you've never been able to get a hold of. Prayer brought you to where you are. Pray it through. Pray it through. Somebody leave this place today with a new determination. Somebody leave this place today with a new desire, saying, God, prayer got me to where I am. And to take that next step, God, it's going to take praying it all the way through.